Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
The final cabinet meeting of the outgoing coalition takes place at government buildings in Dublin this morning. With 9 days to go before polling day, political parties will be outlining their proposals on children, people with disabilities and neutrality today. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green Party ministers will gather around the cabinet table at 9:30 this morning for their final full meeting. After that, they move into a caretaking role until the next coalition government is formed. No significant policy decisions are expected to be taken, given that the general election campaign is still underway. Sinn Féin will focus today on its proposals to support people with disabilities, with party leader Mary Lou McDonald campaigning in the capital. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, will also be in Dublin, and his party is also publishing its disability plan. After Cabinet, the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, will be on the stump in Kildare and Laois. The Green Party leader, Roger O'Gorman, will explain his party's charter for children in Dublin, while the Social Democrats will launch what it's termed its positive neutrality policy. The People Before Profit leader Richard Boyd Barrett will detail his plans for standing in solidarity with Palestine, while the Labour Party will publish its crime and Garda recruitment policy in the capital.
A Wall Street chief executive, who has been critical of Ireland's trade relationship with the US, is expected to become a member of the incoming Trump administration. Yesterday, Mr. Trump said he would nominate Howard Lutnick, the head of the brokerage firm Cantor Fitzgerald, to serve as Commerce Secretary. He is also expected to have direct responsibility for the Office of the United States Trade Representative. Last month, Mr. Lutnick said that it was a nonsense that Ireland ran a trade surplus at the expense of the United States. He concluded that when this scenario was ended, America would be a truly great country again. The US President Joe Biden has approved the supply of anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine in another marked shift in policy. The weapons are due to be used to impede the advance of Russian troops. Officials said Ukraine had agreed not to use them in built-up areas. Earlier this week, it was reported that the Biden administration had agreed to authorize Ukraine to launch US-supplied long-range missiles deep inside Russia, which it has since deployed. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the attack showed Western countries wanted to escalate the conflict.
If long-range missiles are going to be applied from Ukraine into Russian territory, it will also mean that they are operated by American military experts.
This morning, the US embassy in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv warned of what it described as a potential significant air attack. The US Department of State Consular Affairs said in a statement that the embassy would be closed today. Embassy employees are being instructed to shelter in place. As a precautionary measure, staff at the Irish embassy in Kyiv are working from home today, according to the Department of Foreign Affairs. The childhood charity Barnardo's has recorded a 25% increase in the number of people it supported last year compared to 2022. The charity said it worked with more than 26,000 children and adults impacted by adversity and childhood trauma in 2023. According to its latest annual report, more than 2,000 children attending services are on waiting lists for developmental and psychological assessments. Barnardo said additional funding was vital for intensive family support to meet increasing demand and to help reduce pressures on the care system and to help children thrive. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Last year, Barnardo's experienced an increase in demand for its services, which include trauma-informed evidence-based assistance for children, parents, carers and individuals. Its latest annual report shows that in 2023, there were 2,011 children on a waiting list for developmental and psychological assessments. While it's a decrease of 363 compared to the previous year, the charity has expressed serious concerns. More than half of those on the list were waiting longer than 3 3 months and over 600 for more than 6 months. It means that some children moved into primary school without the supports they needed, or they were not accessing alternative educational options because they didn't have an appropriate diagnosis. Due to the increased demand for its services, the charity recorded an overall deficit of 0.7 million in 2023.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cold today with frost and icy stretches lingering in sheltered spots. Many areas will remain dry, but there'll be sleet and snow showers in the north and northwest. This afternoon, a spell of heavy rain will move into the west and southwest, turning to hail, sleet and snow in places. Highest temperatures will range from 3 to 6 degrees.